And now he is being a bigotry. I mean, on one side, he's talking about Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He doesn't understand that Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he came, how many wars did he participate in? How many people did he kill by his sword? He doesn't even know that historically, the sword of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it killed only one enemy. Can you imagine that? How many wars did he participate in? How many people were killed? A lot of wars that took place at the time of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have a background to it.
Yeah.
And those backgrounds, I'm very sure this guy has never studied.
Talk real before we go to break. Someone might say, "What do you mean? Just one? One? You said that only one person was killed by his sword?"
Yes.
Elaborate on this.
I mean, see, if a battle is fought, and if he is a person who is too interested to be violent and kill enemies, he should have killed hundreds of them, thousands of them.
Yeah.
But then you find that only one person is killed through his sword. That means he is not a warlord. But as Quran testifies about Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah testifies in the Quran in Surah Anbiya, Surah number 21, ayat number 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We did not send you, but as a mercy to the entire universe. And mercy is that the people who are innocent should be given mercy and forgiveness. And the people who are criminals shall be dealt with justice. So now if some criminal is being dealt with justice, that is not being a warlord. If American national security is defended by attacking the enemies of America, by going for war with the enemies of America, you are not going to call that Americans are warlords. You're going to say they're defending their national security. And if it is done in the just cause, then it's a just war.
Yeah.
So that is how the history of Islam goes with Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His wars were just wars. And look at the teachings. You study polemology, the subject in which you study about wars, and you come to understand that there are different categories of wars. And all the wars that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam fought were just wars.
Just wars.
Yes.
It wasn't like he was going picking on people.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Absolutely not. I mean, this is what the Karen Armstrong,
that historian, they testify. Yes. Gandhi, that's interesting about Gandhi. We're going to go to break. But he, after he was finished reading the biography of Prophet Muhammad, he was sad. Why would he? For the intellectual thinking about, he was known for his nonviolent protest.
Absolutely.
Why would he be sad, and why would he be talking praising a violent warlord?
May Allah forbid.
Doesn't make sense. We're making sense of it all through truth. Because you're talking, you're getting to know the Muslims, make the human connection. We'll be right back with more, God willing. Don't go anywhere.